You're listening to SBS News.
Oxfam's report titled Footing the Bill features interviews with those hardest hit by the results of climate change. Victims like farmer Santo Ramata from the drought-hit and poverty-stricken African country of Burkina Faso.
This year, I lost a lot. I used to have 12 sheep, but now I only have one left. I had 42 chickens. Now I only have 10 left. Out of 7 oxen, there are only 3 left. I am not happy to have an empty house with no animals. There are almost no animals left.
And she says it's all because of dwindling rainfall from above.
It has been raining less and less for several years. But last year, it was even worse. It hardly rained at all. Due to the lack of grazing, our animals are losing weight and we are forced to sell them at a loss. I could not afford to pay for my children's school while we had no food. We cannot give up.
The report highlights the escalating cost of storms, droughts and floods, with annual humanitarian funding appeals now an average of $21.4 billion, an 819% increase on 2002 figures. But needs are going unmet, and there is a massive gap with the funding available. Oxfam calculates there's been an almost 50% shortfall emerging in recent years in what's donated compared to what is required. Oxfam Australia's acting chief executive Anthea Spinks says the severest impact of climate change is on those most at risk.
And unfortunately, it's these communities that are often also hit by other shocks. And other susceptible to really sort of small margins of change. So one member of a family losing their job, and we know lots of people have been impacted economically across the last 2 years of the COVID pandemic, also losing your livelihood, also losing your livestock, also having your grazing lands or your farming lands inundated year after year after year of salty water. All of those things are actually adding up to why we see that the people who are least causing the climate crisis are those most impacted by the climate crisis.
According to the report, rich and industrialised countries have contributed around 92% of excess historical emissions and 37% of current emissions. That compares to just 4% for Africa. And Kenya, Somalia, South Sudan and Ethiopia, where more than 24 million people face severe famine and food insecurity, contribute just 0.1% to current global emissions. Oxfam's Anthea Spinks is calling on developed countries to set up a finance facility that would help the most needy. A proposal that was rejected at the COP26 climate conference in Glasgow by all but one country, host Scotland.
It's up to the rest of us to step up, in particularly those governments and those entities that can actually afford to step up. And the whole point of a loss and damage fund essentially is to not, you know, just do the life-saving aid that we talk about in the humanitarian system, in the humanitarian sector, but it's really to actually acknowledge and to make fair payment for what is actually also a much more long-term impact on a lot of these communities.
And it's not just the financial cost. Oxfam also points to the incalculable social and cultural loss that many poorer communities experience when faced by weather events largely out of their control. Gareth Borum, SBS News.